a flour sack. When you buy flour, you see.
Yeah.
After you empty flour, then you take that same sack and you tear it in small pieces and make your, you know, a dry cloth. That's what you dry them with.
When you take a shower or a bath, what do you?
Well, the bath too.
What do you dry off with, though?
Well, I got these, we call them napkins. You know, they're not too big. They about like that, you see. Call them napkins.
What about a bigger one?
Well, we can call a towel. You know, those, that long, them towel.
Yeah. Something out in the yard, that you might have, where you might get water out of.
Well, you mean like a container, like a bath or something?
Well, something, the water might, you turn it on, water come on.
Oh, that's a hiding. Call that an out-of-door hiding.
Yeah.
It's got a faucet, you see, and you just turn it on and get your water out of door. When you, if I'm watching my car, I go out and hook me a hole on there, you see, and wash my car, I can get water. That's what you call an out-of-doors hiding.
Yeah. What about, you know, when you used to maybe work out in the field, would they ever bring you water out?
Well, they did. We had such as a water boy, you know. We had our daily by day, you know, and when we'd chop and cut, and
what would they bring it out to you?
Bring it out in a water pail, something called water bucket.
Yeah.
And there's something called water pail.
Yeah.
And he would had a dipper, you know, and everybody would back to water, you see. Then when everybody get through drinking, he'd go back and stay at the truck, you see, and tell him want some more water. Then they'd holler, water boy, he'd bring some more out there. But that's in the trapping time.
Yeah.
But in the picking time, everybody get your own. You get your own water then. They don't hire nobody, know it. It's the touch of water when you're picking cutting, but they'll hire a water boy when you're chopping cutting. Call that a water boy. Of course, he gets much pay as the one that chopping, you know, chopping cut.
Be hot out there, wouldn't it?
Be awful hot. I mean, hot.
You look at your shirt and you might say, look how much I have.
That's right. You're just, a lot of perspiration, you see, out in the heat, you know. You be sweating and going, you know, and it's quite warm.
Might come in and show your wife your shirt, you'd say, God, look how much I
sweated.
Sweated.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, now, if they would ever bring it out to you in a jug, it might have something on the top of it.
Well, we never did bring no jug. Or bring a water pail.
Yeah. Would something ever have, you know, when you had a jug or some sort, would you ever have something on the top of it?
Well, you'd have a top, a fastener. We call it a fastener.
Okay, or a bottle might have a what on top of it?
That's something called a cork. Some got corks. Like going to bottle, and then you got a top, you know, that you screw on the bottle, you see, just like a Coke bottle, you know, and of course, and some bottles screws on, you see, and some of them you take them off with a opener, a bottle opener.
Yeah. What is that cork made out of, usually?
Well, they used to make them out of some salt, similar, like rubber. It wouldn't be rubber, you know, but something similar like rubber, you see. Call that a cork. You push them down in the bottle neck, you see. That was the old time, but now, they see, the chain started putting things with the screw, metal, you screwed on there, you see. The chain for them corks, the metal.
They might put something else on there, a corn cob. You just use a corn cob?
Well, we used to use corn cobs, too. We get one something called a pig. Put a pig in there, you see.
Stop.
Sometimes tougher. You had to probably wrap it in paper, you know, make it fit tight, you see. It'd be too small, you know.
Yeah.